This morning we have a minute for mission, all the way from Kansas City. Our very own beloved Thomas is here to speak for 3 or 5 minutes about his mission there. So we invite Thomas to come up.
So good to be here with you this morning. I bring greetings from my family. They were not able to be here because we are trying to be at 3 different churches this morning, and so we are kind of splitting ourselves up. But I also bring you greetings from Kansas City. We've discovered that it's a very, very nice place. Wanted to take a little bit of time to share about what I've been doing in Kansas City, because you are part of this ministry. So we have, as some of you may know, I work with international students. What I do is connect with them, befriend them. It's a ministry of hospitality. We take things for them. These students are coming with just 2 bags from a different country. They have to start up life here from scratch, and so they don't have furniture. They don't have a whole bunch of things, and so we connect with them. We help take care of their needs, and through that we build relationships with them, and we also get the opportunity to share the gospel with them. This last Christmas, one of the churches, they had an amazing Christmas event. It's a large church. They had a 20-acre plot in front of it, and they had live skits that told the entire Bible story from Genesis up to Jesus' resurrection. 5 skits in the Old Testament, 5 skits in the New Testament. And I was able to take about 8 international students through that. And one of the students, he at the end of the process actually accepted Christ as his personal savior. Now this student is a Hindu who he just came to this country 4 months ago, and he's coming from a home where in India where they don't even have electricity. You can imagine, when he grew up as a young kid, he had to walk 45 minutes to get to the nearest school. And but he obviously his parents are rice farmers. And when you think of farmer, it's not like the American farmer. Their plot of land is so small that they can only grow enough rice for themselves. And the last 2 years, there was no rain, and so they couldn't even grow rice for themselves. So I'm talking about a situation like this. And this young man, he worked hard, and he got into a PhD program, and he's here in the United States on a Fulbright scholarship to do research on the heart. So just a tremendous person who has made a commitment to Jesus Christ, and he's going to be here for a few more months, and then he's going to go back and complete his PhD program. But the idea of what we do in this ministry is to share Christ's love to them here, and so that when they make that commitment to Christ, and they can go back to their home countries and continue the work of sharing Christ's love to their friends and neighbors. So that's a little bit of what we do. One of the big joys that we've had is that, as you know, the university environment is not a very friendly environment to Christian ministries, and especially if you say that you're a Christian organization. But in Kansas City, Kansas University Medical Center, where my wife has got a position, the folks at the international office, they call it the Office of International Programs, they really welcomed us. They kind of invited us for a meeting, and they have been willing to now promote the international students ministry programs as part of their programs, where they would send out the emails as if it's coming from the international office. And so they send this email to all the students, and so we have an open door and access to all of these students. And this is a development that just happened when we reached there. But the folks, the team in Kansas City, have been praying for the doors at the Kansas University Medical Center to open for many, many, many years. And And so God has opened the door now, and God has placed us there. And I just thank God for the way He has led us to this place. I want to thank you for standing with us in this endeavor. It's a new place, and we are still in the process of making friends and connecting with the people there. But I appreciate the friends that we have here, and this is being our first Christmas away from Pittsburgh. We couldn't think of a better way to celebrate Christmas than to come back to Pittsburgh and to be with you. So thank you again so much, and God bless you.